Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We'd like to review the kasha and then see the mahalach to answer. The kasha, we saw the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Tesvov Amid Aleph that says that if the man goes to the woman, the man is mesupik or mesupik whether or not he's kosher or not, and he's mezana with the woman. So the Gemara says we should follow the rov because it's called the parish meruba parish. Follow the rov. He was parish from the rov, so everything should be okay. And the chashash is she's going to go to him, and he's kavua kokavoka mechza mechza. But if he goes to her, it's beseder gamur. So, as far as the kashrus of the vlad, frek toisvis from the Gemara Nazir that says that if you're makadish and isha, a shliach is makadish and isha for the Mishaleach, and we don't know who, so he's also l'chol nashim sheba'olam. Why is it? Because even if he married her in the marketplace, even if he married her on the street, but therefore she's parish from the rov, and rov women in the world are not going to be her relative, but she comes home. Hazer l'nichusa. And kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. So Mashma says Tosfos, by uns in Etzleinu be Ketubot Tetvav Amud Aleph, that you see that by Adam it's not Shaykh a din of Kol Deparish. How could the warrior say this din of Kol Deparish? And Tosfos' answer is no. The Hasan b'Shas Iser k'shezeba al Shum Isha haja nichus Isha kidesh hashliach. The woman, there is such a concept of Parish. But the problem is that when the man has bia with any woman, Rechoshe, she's a relative of the woman who has since gone home. That was the woman who is his true wife, who he doesn't know, has since gone home. So she's kavua. Not that there's no concept of parish. And Achinami, maybe he was makadish, the woman in the shuk, but since she goes home, now that he's having bia with another woman, the woman who is his wife is home, and that's kavua kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami. And Mimela, the woman he's having bia with, is Rechoshesh, that she's a relative because of the 50-50 that his true wife already went home. But not that there's no concept of Parish by a person. A person can be Parish. But in this case, we say that, but in this case, she already went home because people go home. But there's no concept of Prisha by a person. Just here, we assume Lemaisa, practically speaking, she's home. So that we say Hajul and Ichusa, we're not talking about the woman who he wants to marry now. We're talking about is she Chatichas Isser or not? But rather, the Goyre Me'isser, the Siba Se'isser, the woman he was Makadesh. So she's like half the women in the world, and Mimela, it's like he's married to half the women in the world, Rechoshish, and all the other women are going to be Yasser, Kokoboka, Mechza, Mechza, Dami. That's Tosin Subsos, and Nazir says differently. Because Nazir learns that Hecha de Matza also b'shuka Hayu lan alar m'shuka l'kacha d'loy kviya havya v'imkein lo hava kavua. In other words, Tosfos learns the pshat in the sugya is klape the woman that he wants to marry now. In other words, the chaticha sisser. Is she a chaticha sisser or not a chaticha sisser? The one he wants to marry now. And the Gemara says that it doesn't help that he finds her now in the market. It doesn't help that he sees her right now on Central Park West and 86th, because she's going home. And human beings, by definition, are considered immobile. They're considered home. They're not considered parish. Because he says, he finds her in the shuk. In other words, when he finds her in the shuk, we should say it could be Makadisher, because she's not considered kavua, and if therefore it's not kavua. And to that, the Gemara in Ksuba says that no, Hadra l'nichusa. This woman goes back to her. This woman goes back to her nest. She's going back home. So according to Tosfos and Ksubis, who is the Hajra L'Nichusa? The Hajra L'Nichusa is the woman who the Shliach was Makadish. She has since gone home. Memela, now that he's having beer with another woman, so it's like half the women in the world he's married to, because the woman he was Makadish already went home. But according to Tosis and Nazir, we say that we're talking not about the woman he married, but about the Safik Chaticha Sisser, not the Goyri Ma'isser, the woman he married, but the woman now he wants to have beer with. He can't be Makadish her. Why not? Because she's Hajra L'Nichusa. Because even though he's being Makadish around the street, we shouldn't allow it, because she's going home. And human beings, by definition, are connected to their home. They're not considered parish. So we see a din mechudish, the fact that she's going back home in the future, that's a reason that already now she's considered kavua. And then we have a kasha then in our sugya. How can it say in our sugya that if the man goes to the woman, it's okay, because called a parish, meruvu parish. He was only parish from the rov. And therefore, if the rov are kosher, then we consider the vlad kosher. What do you mean? This man is considered kavua, because even though he left home, he went to her, but still he's going back home, and therefore he should be considered kavua. So how can the Gemara say that it's okay because of called a parish? According to Tosfos and Nazir, there is no such thing as called a parish by people. So that was the kasha that we saw. And in order to answer this kasha, we need to do a little bit of, we need to learn, have a history lesson, I would say. What's the history lesson? So those who follow Ashiurim, Rezoch B'siyata D'Shmaya, we've been learning Suvis, Al Pitaris Meina Rebbeinu the Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Zitzel. And in a recent series of Shiurim on Safek Kavua, which Baruch Hashem are available online, you're invited to listen to them. Maybe you already did. Hope you did. I hope you will. We saw that the following. We saw that there are two dinim of Rov. One din of Rov is B'toiras Hachro Psak, that we pass in a Safek, that if we need to pass in a Shaila, we pass in al pi rov. Another din is that in rov is miyuta kaman delese, that the rov is mol b'toras beirur. It's not just a hachra, but rather the rov wipes out the miyut, such that there is no miyut. There's legamri no tzad hamiyut. And we were marich in this nakuta. I believe we had six shiurim this topic. And we added that there's another chilik between these two dinam. Again, one is that the rov is machriya the safek, it decides the psak, but it doesn't wipe out the miut. Another type of rov wipes out the miut. Another thing we said was that there's another chilik between these two dinam, and that is that the din of miyuta kamandalese is chal be'ikar safek. In other words, the rov tells us there's no safek. Ein makom safek b'chlal. The din hachra tells us that the Ikar HaSafik still exists, but klape the Chaticha Misupekes, we paskin a certain way. There's a din hachra, but it's not klape the Ikar HaSafik, it's klape the Chaticha Misupekes, the doubtful piece of meat, or whatever it may be, or human being, or shayla, whatever the shayla is, a havdil. So we're also meat, but we have an Hashem Hashem Asat to be Tahirihi, and our guf is also Kadosh. You give a you give respect to a goof even after the misa, even after there's no longer a neshama. When it comes to the din of roiv, we have a roiv that tells us that there is no suffix. That's miyuta kamando lese. There's no suffix at all here. That's number one. And then there's another type of roiv that tells us that it's not a din in the ikar ha-suffix, but rather it's a din in the chaticha, and this piece of meat. It's telling us that this piece of meat is going to be, we're going to follow the rov. But it's not a din that's chal b'ikar ha-safek. So now with these yisodos, we could take the baton and run with it. Like they have these men, usually skinny with dark skin, who run very, very, very fast. And one guy runs to the other guy and he hands him the baton and then he starts to run. So when I was a child and I was a Tinok Shenish Ba Bein HaKlavim, because I grew up on the Upper West Side, and in the Upper West Side there are a lot of Klavim. So I got really, really excited about them passing the baton over in these running races. Now, in my old age, as I inch closer to 100 years old, I'm not as excited at watching these men run. And it really has nothing to do with the color of their skin, because Martin Luther King famously said that he had a dream that man would be judged not by the color of his skin, but by the size of his boombox. I mean, by the content of his character. In any event, that was just a joke. We're just using humor. I miss the days of Jackie Mason back in the 80s when one can make ethnic humor and not be accused of being a racist or a homophobe or a homo this or anything, an Islamophobe or whatever. You just, an anti-Semite. You just make a joke. You know what I mean? You can make a joke about Jews and you're not an anti-Semite. I make jokes about Jews all the time. I'm not an anti-Semite. Some of my best friends are Jewish. So based on this, it would appear we can say as follows. The Omer L'shluchot Tzeva Kaddish L'ish Stam. In the sugya where somebody says to a shliach, go and be Mekadesh and Isha, right? That's what we're talking about in Nazir. And we say there in the sugya, when he says Tzeva Kaddish L'ish, he's Asir B'chol HaNashim Sheba'olam, because Kol Kavuk is Hadra L'Nichusa, she goes back to her place, and Kol Kavuk HaMechtza HaMechtza Dami. So we'd like to say that there's really no machlokes at all between Tesvis in our sugya and Tesvis in Nazir. We need both. We need both Tosfosim, Mara Marchado, V'loy Pligi. He said something else, and there's no machlekes. Mayhai, Dine. In this Nidon, that he wants to, Shu Rotzela Seit Isha, Supakalea, Imhi Asura, Alav Mechamat Kurva, Li'isha, Shekidesh Lo HaShaliach, Nera Sheishkan Shnei Nidonim. In this Nidon, that he wants to marry a woman, and he's Mesupik, is she Usser because of the fact that she is related to the woman who the Shliach was Mekadesh him in Isha? And we want to know, is she Asura Alav, Machmas Kurva Li'isha, Shekidesh Lo HaShaliach? As Nira'a, Sheyesh Kan Shnei Nidonim. It would appear that there are two issues here at hand. Aleph, Yesh Nidon Klapei Chatichat HaIsur. We have one Nidon vis-à-vis the Chatichas Iser. In other words, Klapei, this woman that now he wants to be Makadish. Now we're looking at this woman. I mean, not looking at the woman, we're looking at the woman's matzav. We try not to look at women. Much better to be Shomer Einayim and look at things like Gemaras and Rishonim. So we're judging this woman. Is she Asura Olav Machmas Iser Korva? Is this woman forbidden to him because she's a relative? Is she a relative of the woman whom he actually married, unbeknownst to him? And here you have a din psak of Roiv, that we should be machriya her din, that she's from the Roiv that are not his krovos, and therefore they are mutaros lo, they are permitted to him. Aval din beirul shel roiv nira, de lo shayich klapei chaticha se isu, quote-unquote, ele klapei goyrim ho isu bilvad, tu chol b'sheresh ha-sofik. But this din of beirul, that the rov wipes out the miut, is not shayich klapei the chaticha se isu. The chaticha se isu, we're still going to have the miut. And we're going to just be machuya. We should be machuya al pi rov, and say that she's part of the rov and she's not related. Where do we say the din of beirur shel roiv that tells us that there is no makom l'stapik? That's klapei goyrim ha'isur, or ma shekarati sibas ha'isur. If we're talking about the goyrim ha'isur, the sibas ha'isur, there that's chal b'sheresh ha'safik. That tells us that there's no suffix at all. That completely wipes out the miut. The din beirur of rov is not klapei the chaticha sisser. In other words, the woman that he wants to be makadesh and have beer with, but rather klapei the goyrem ha'isur, klapei the sibas ha'isur, what causes the isur there, we can talk about there being a rov that completely wipes out the mute. And as we said, a rov that completely wipes out the mute is chal b'shoresh ha'safik. That takes the whole suffix and it just de-suffixizes it. Rabbi say, I don't know. I'm saying it's now the year, Leminyanam 2024, Leminyanenu, Tov Shin Pei Dal. I don't know if the word de-suffixize has ever been used. So here you have it, Rabbi say. If you want to come to listen to our shiurim for Chidushim, you have a Chidushim Lashonim as well. Wow, how exciting is that? So that's one Nidon. One Nidon is Klapi Chaticha Se'eser. The second Nidon is Klapi Goyrem Ha'isu. The second Nidon is Klapi the Sibas Ha'isu, the cause for the Isser. Whose sweet friends is the cause for the Isser? By a show of hands? Yes, Rabbi Isai. The cause for the Isser is the woman who he is married to, unbeknownst to him. Danu klapei shoresh hasafik. In other words, the other safik, there's a nidon klapei the shoresh hasafik, was the shliach mekadesh, one of the relatives of this woman who he wants to now be mekadesh. And therefore, this woman who his wife assers the woman he now wants to be mekadesh. And it would appear, v'nira, shtiklapei nidon ze, shel goreim ha'isur v'shoresh hasafik, loishayich din hapsak shel roiv, shari din ze ne'amar rak klapei hachaticha hamisupeket v'lo klapei shoresh hasafek. So this nidon is klapei the goyrem ha'iser, the sibas ha'iser, the shoresh hasafek, the root of our doubt. And here there's no psak of roiv, because the psak of roiv was only said klapi the chaticha mesupekes, and not klapi the sharish hasafik. Klapi the sharish hasafik, wondering, is there a suffik here at all? So here we have a beilul of a rov to tell us that there is no suffik, because this din was mischadish klapi etzem hasafik. The bemakom rov, that if we have a rov klapi the sibas ha'iser, so nistalek hasafik, the suffik goes away at its very root. V'nitbatel Sad hamiut, vachinami, kevin de sheresh hasofik, shal isha zu, humi koyach hasofik al kroivoy seho. Since the root of the suffik about this woman who now wants to be makadish comes mikoach, comes by dint of the doubt about her relatives, did he marry one of her relatives? If so, im hem nitkachu aidea shaliach, im kain, Shap shayach levarer et ha-shoresh ha-safek. We can mevarer the shoresh ha-safek. And we give machriya on her krovos that there may roiv ha-noshim sheba'olam shelo niskachu lo. You know, you have to, we really have to tell it as it is over here. This is not a fake news network. This is a real news network. And the real news is that the shliach wasn't makadish roiv noshim sheba'olam. The shliach was only makadish one woman. So therefore, we machriya al-pi rov that this woman is not related to the woman he was Makadesh, because the woman who's Makadesh is just one, and there are actually 4 billion women who he was not Makadesh. So therefore, let's just say that there's no suffix here at all. Umeata nira'a shezeu shoresh ha'chiluk ben ha'toisvis b'sugiyin, la'toisvis ben nozir. That would be then the root of the distinction between ha'tosvot shelanu ve'ha'tosvot ben nozir. Because the Tosis in Nazir is talking about the Isha that he wants to be Makadish now, the Chaticha HaMisupekes. And based on what we said, the Nidon is only Mitzadin HaPsak VeHachroa Shel Roiv. Shelegabe HaChaticha DiYisura Lo Shayich Eladin Ze. So when it comes to the woman who he wants to be Makadish now, that is the Chaticha Sisser, the Safik Chaticha Sisser, not the root of the Safik. But the Safik Chaticha Sisser, here you have a regular rov, not a rov that wipes out the mute, but a rov that's machriya, that we paskin al pi the rov. Uvezenit chadesh ha-yisod ha-mechudash shel hadra le-nichuta. And here, we are mechadesh, this new yisod. What's the new yisod? The new yisod is hadra le-nichuta. Shimbanu lomar de-sheach b'psak shel rov. משום דהשתי היא בשוקה, אמרינה דמהני מי דה למחר תחזור למקום קביעותה. So we say like this, that if we want to say, no, there's a psak of rov, because now she's in the shuk. So now she's meroiv anoshim sheba'olam, that are not the krovos of the woman he married, right? Are rov nashim of the olam krovos of we? No. Rov nashim are not. Very, very small miyudis. So she is, we're dunning legabe her, we're judging, analyzing her reality, her mitzis, her matziv. And we say that's the fact that she's going home tomorrow, not going to stay outside, the fact that she's going home tomorrow is a... is enough to tell us that we can't paskin alpi the rov. Because we only have a psak in the suffik. So when it comes to a psak in the suffik, it's enough that tomorrow she's going back to the makom kviyus, which would make her kavua and kol kavua, kemechza al mechza dummy. And therefore we're going to say half women are us, and we don't know which half she's part of. Because in this suffik, we can't give a psak of a rov, because tomorrow the suffik is going to be boifin shel kavua. So when it comes to the psak din of rov, there we can talk about tomorrow. Say, since tomorrow she's going home, in 2 hours she's going home, after she finishes running her errands. I know one lady, she says, I'm running errands, which means I'm shopping, I'm spending money. But a lot of people, they really like to spend money. V'zeh nosem od bayati. Ki anashim... מוציאים הרבה, קונים הרבה יותר דברים מאשר צריך, וזה גורם נזק בכמה וכמה רבדים, וזה לא המקום, רבותיי, חבל שזה לא המקום, זה לא המקום, אולי בזדמנות אחרת. בקיצור, so here we can say the fact that she's going to finish her errands, she's going to finish her shopping, and go home tomorrow, or go home in a few hours, so that's enough to tell us, that we can't pass an alpi rov. That's the rov. That's machriya the suffik. Is not called a rov. If she's going home, that's enough to make her considered a kavua. That's considered enough to make her a kavua. So that, sweet friends, is when it comes to the tosis in Nazir. However, our tosis is talking about the woman who the shliach was makadish. She is the sibas ha'isur, she is the goyreim ha'isur, she is the cause for the yisur, that if he was makadish one of her krovos, that he wants to be makadish now one of her krovos, so he answers her. And we say that if the kiddushe ha'shaliach shemetchila hayu bishuka ein aleh din kavua, if we want to say that the Kiddushin now, he wants to be Makadish, a woman, so, and it's in the market, it's in the street, she doesn't have a Din Kavua. And therefore, we should be Machriya, that she's Meirov Hanashim Sheba Olam, that she's not related to his wife. But if he was Makadish Bebesa, she would have a Din Kavua. And we're saying that the Mikudashis, Vishainan Mikudashis, Hein Mechza Al Mechza. So, if he was Makadish her in her house, then it would be 50-50. Because that's what we see in the parish of the Rush, in Nazir. That Midin Kavua, we say that he's married to half of the women in the world. So again, he's coming to be Makadish, one of the Krovos. He's coming to be Makadish, a woman. And we want to know, is she one of the krovos of the woman who he was originally married to? He's going to marry this certain woman. And we want to know, is this woman related to his true wife, who he can't even identify? So we're coming to say that if the kiddushin of the shliach was on the street, then there's no din kavua. And therefore, since there's no din kavua, we could be machriya on the krovos of this woman that he's come to be Mekadesh now, that they're Meroiv HaNashim Sheba'olam, that he is not married to them. But if he was Mekadesh, the woman, at home, then there is a Din Keva, and then we say that he married half of the women in the world. Uvezeh Yesh Lomar, Klapeni Don Zeh Shel Goreima Isur, Lo She'ach Klala Yisod HaMechuda Shel HaMachar Hadra Lenichuta. But Klapi the Goreima Isur, we can't say this new Sisod, this novel principle, that tomorrow she's coming back home. Because in this Nidon, there's a din Beirur of Rov. What does the Beirur mean? Shenistalek HaSafek Me'ikaro V'nitbatel Tzad HaMiyut U'me'achar Shedin HaRov Dekan Hu Klapei Beirur HaSafek. Since the din Rov that we have over here is vis-a-vis the Beirur HaSafek. Remember, when we're dealing with the woman he married, that's the Sharish HaSafek. And that tells us that there is no Safek. So if it tells us there is no Safek, all we can judge is what we have now. And what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't care that tomorrow she's going home. Because sof sof hashta miha shayich badin roiv v'nisbar ha-safek v'nistalek. Now there's a din rov. And that means there is no Safek. And only the din of Achri Rabim Lahatos, which is B'taras Achra and Psak, but there's still a Safek, it emerges that we are coming to Paskin her Halacha La'olam. And therefore you have to be done B'oifin Klali that she have a Taras Kavua Parish. And there we can have the Yisod, okay, but tomorrow she's going to have a Taras Kavua. Even though, so to now, you can't say she's a Taras Parish, because tomorrow she's going to have a din of Kavua, so now also she's a din of Kavua. But if you're talking about the Torah's Beirur Shel Rov, if we want to be Mevar, that there is no Suffolk, that the Rov is Mevar, wipes out the Suffolk, Dai lanu b'meshach shavi parish. It's enough that right at this moment she's parish. Because what are we saying? We don't care what's going to happen tomorrow. Right now we're saying there's no Suffolk. There's no Suffolk. Goodbye. There's nothing to talk about. So that's why Tosis in our Sugya had to explain that we say Hadru l'nichusa is not klape. They said it's not klape the woman he's being makadish, but hajul nechusa is klape the woman he was originally makadish, the first woman, his wife. She's hajul nechusa. She already went home. Dechashina de achshav kshabale kadish hashniyak for hajul nechusa. Now the first wife came home, and since now she's b'makom akvius, now she's a teres kavua, and it's as if he's married to half the women in the world. And Mimele, we can't be machria on the krovos, shehem merov hanashim sheinan mekudashot. You can't say that the krovos are from those women who aren't mekudish, because there's no rov and miut here. There's only mechza al mechza. So that's the yisod hadvarim Rav Yisai. That when we're dunning on the when we're talking like Tosis and Nazir about the woman on the street, who he is, wants to be Makadesh now. Is she a relative of his wife or is she not a relative of his wife? So there we can say, okay, well, tomorrow she's going home. Tomorrow this woman is going home. And therefore, she has a din of 50-50. 50-50. Because you want to know what's her din la'ila. You want to know how to pask, and this psak is going to be a psak la'ila. So therefore you can say, okay, she's going home tomorrow. And therefore, since she's going home tomorrow, so already now we can call her Kavu, and it's 50-50. But when we're talking about the woman who he was actually Makadesh, the first one is true wife. So you can't say, all right, she's eventually going home. Eventually she's going home. And therefore, like all people, she doesn't have a din of Kavua because eventually she's going home. Then we can't say that because here we're judging the Sharish and Safik. And the Sharish HaSafek is, we want to know, is there a Safek or not? If right now she's Parish, so right now we say there is no Safek. We are Machriya, and Memela, and she doesn't have a din of Kavua, rather she has a din of Parish. So Moreover, Abayisai, with this yesod, we can put the two tosasim together and see that there's no machlokas at all. Maybe you could already figure out on your own where we're going, but that's the yesod hadvarim. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shir, we will tie up the loose ends and show you how both tosasim are necessary. But this is a big yesod hadvarim, and of course there's lots of more Torah to say, so please stay tuned. And Amir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to conclude, and then we hopefully, for Zecha, we can be mined more in this incredible sugya. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.